Well, it was about my second or third day of teaching. It was in an art class. I asked them, the kids, to draw whatever they wanted to draw. It would be a good idea if you drew what you were most familiar with, and some of you, if you want, you can draw, if you wish, the house that you live here in New York City. Others, perhaps you remember better the house you lived in Puerto Rico.
Are they all Puerto Ricans?
Oh, this was a 100% Puerto Rican class. All, very few of the kids spoke English, and so those that didn't understand, the kids that spoke English told them in Spanish. Well, all I see drawn are flags of, well, one kid I came across, I came up to his desk, and when I came up to his desk, he took his paper and flipped it over. And I asked him to see it, and I don't remember, it was a girl, and he turned it over. It was a picture of the Dominican Republic flag, and on it, this is my flag. And I told the kid, you know, don't be ashamed of this, et cetera, et cetera. At any rate, I'm leaning over talking to this kid, and behind me, there's something of a little racket, and the kid is doing a little dance. And they were singing a little song, and I asked what song they were singing, and they started to laugh, and I didn't know what they were saying, until I would talk, you know, let them know that I was curious about the song they were singing. And then this kid told me that the song was, I wouldn't take 65 United States for one little Puerto Rico. And that was my first realization, my first exposure to this feeling they had about Puerto Rico, about their homeland, and about being here in New York.